I'm Daniel.
And I'm Micah.
And we are
the Sultans of Sport.
Welcome to Sultans of Sport, everyone. But before we start, Mike decided he was going to go get a haircut. And so he also decided he was going to ask the barber a question about who will win the AL East. Let's go take a look.
Yakında bir maç var ve yani Amerika'da ve
acelem yok, sen bak. Acelem yok.
Ve sence Orioles mi kazanacak, Yankees mi?
Bence mi?
Evet.
Orioles hangisi?
O.
Bu kazanacak.
Tamam. Yani Orioles kazanacak. Hı-hı. Tamam.
Now what he said was that he chose the Orioles. Or actually, he chose the bird.
Well, at least he agreed with us. So it made wise choice. Especially since the Orioles are now 9.5 games up on the Yankees.
Yeah, that's kind of a good choice.
Okay, Mike, I heard you were playing Madden the other day, and you saw this weird glitch. What was that?
See, a... Wait, Brown's linebacker. The Browns defensive player was 1'2". Now, it's hilarious, but there are some downsides. For example, it'll be hard for him to get an interception, and he could get hurdled. Though there is a possible upside that he could go between the offensive lineman's legs.
Interesting. Now, the other day on Labor Day, the Phillies no-hit the Braves. But it's not a normal no-hitter. They no-hit the Braves with 4 pitchers. What do you think about that, Micah?
Okay, apparently this worked out, but I'm not sure why you would want to take out your pitcher when he's giving up no hits.
Well, because he went up to like 110 pitches, so that's why.
There must have been a lot of foul balls.
There was a lot of walks. He walked a lot. Yeah, and this is a very rare event. There's only been 11 combined no-hitters in history. Alright. It also shows that the Braves have been struggling a little bit lately.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to start asking you questions. And every week we're going to ask a question. We're going to keep track of who got the most questions correct. And at the end of 3 months, so in December, we're going to send you a prize. And I'll be posting that prize on our Facebook page later. Post your answers to our questions on our Facebook group or tweet them to us at Sultans of Sport.
Now, here's the question. On Sunday night, who will win? Denver or Indiana?
Indianapolis. So the Denver Broncos or the Indianapolis Colts?
Horse fights.
Well, speaking of the Denver Broncos, Wes Welker, one of their receivers, was suspended for 4 games for using PEDs. What do you think about that, Micah? Does that hurt Denver?
I'd say it might hurt them a little.
But it came at a pretty good time for Wes Welker because, well, he might not have played week one anyway because he was had concussion-like symptoms. And same with the NFL, J.J. Watt signs a 6-year, $100 million deal, one of the largest deals for a defensive player in history. What do you think, Micah?
That's pretty a lot.
I agree, it's a lot.
Defensive player.
I know he's a good player and all, but his team went 2-14 last year, so I don't know why he would need to get a 6-year, $100 million deal.
Yeah.
But it also shows that Houston is really based on their defense, and they really want to keep having a good defense.
Even if their offense stinks.
Now, it's time to go to Sport Court.
Ooh.
Now, new polls have been released about the Redskins' name. Says here that 58%, only 58% of players thinks the Redskins should keep their name. This is a surprisingly low percent, since the average person, this normal person, thinks 71% think that the Redskins' name should not be changed. What do you think, Micah? Do you think more of the players are right or more of the normal people are right?
Well, I think that 42% and 29% are right.
So you think the players are more correct in this case? I agree
yes.
with you. I think that if more than 10% of a minority group think that is offensive, in this case, if Native Americans think that this name is offensive, then it should be changed. And if more than 10% or 20% of the population thinks it should be changed, then I think the Redskins' name needs to be changed.
And we've got almost 30%.
So, it turns out there is going to be one rookie starting quarterback this year, even though it started looking like there wasn't going to be. But it's not who you think. It's not Teddy Bridgewater, it's not Blake Bortles, it's not Johnny Manziel. It's Derek Carr out of Fresno State, who's going to start as the Oakland Raiders starting quarterback over Matt Schaub, the old Houston quarterback. Who led his team to 2-14 last year. What do you think about that, Micah?
Well, first of all, who?
He's Derek Carr out of Fresno State.
Okay.
He was their second round draft pick.
Okay. So, the Oakland Raiders didn't seem to have too many good choices. They've got a rookie quarterback who no one's heard of.
Plenty of people have heard of, but okay.
And another quarterback who led his team to 2-14.
Well, I think this is a good idea because I think that, I mean, Matt Schaub is not the long-term option at quarterback for the Raiders, obviously. So you should probably start Derek Carr and hope that he turns out to be your long-term answer. Well, that's all for today, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Bye. Podcast. You can find it on YouTube, and don't forget to join our Facebook group and follow us on Twitter.